said the fucking name. Oh, sorry, we're going to start again. Hello, and welcome to Out of Memory.
I'm AJ Hamilton.
And I'm Christopher Hampson. Out of Memory is a podcast where we discuss our memories of anything from our past that we enjoyed or that deeply affected us and see how they hold up today and if they're even worth keeping in our memories or if they're total crap. This is Out of Memory.
This is our podcast, yeah, Chris.
It is.
Yeah. Which means we can talk about anything we want.
We could. I feel like it has to fit within the confines of the
parameters of what you just said.
That and the synopsis that's on Apple Podcast or whatever you're listening to this on.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah. Please rate and subscribe, everybody. Yeah. I'm doing well. I'm doing great.
Good. Did you get a haircut?
I did. Oh. I did, actually. Yeah, for Halloween. I'm being whatever.
Oh.
Something.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween, or do you not know?
No, I'm actually I'm being John Constantine from the Hellblazer comic books.
Oh, I see.
Not the Keanu version.
Got it. Okay. Hey, I had to ask.
Of course, absolutely. How about you? Is that a new Merkin?
Yeah, always twerking for a Merkin. For Halloween, I have like three different costumes. The first one is the one that I will be wearing with my daughter, which is a giant Pikachu costume.
Naturally.
Since she's a Pokemon as well. And the next, I'm going to a Halloween party in Lake Tahoe with my brothers and my girlfriend, and we're all going to be Mario Kart characters.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it should be awesome. Should be pretty interesting.
You're going to be the princess, right?
I'm going to be Donkey Kong. And purely just because I have a long beard and I don't feel like trimming it to fit any of the other characters.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so I'm just going to put a bunch of like body paint on. we'll see how that goes. And then the third one, I have to figure out something for my work Halloween party that we're doing. So I don't know. So something in between the two. Pika Kong.
Donkey Pikachu. Yeah. Donkey Chew.
Pika Kong.
So what are we talking about on this episode?
Well, you know how everyone likes coin-shaped things.
Oh, yeah. I love coins, in fact.
Yeah. I mean, everyone uses them. Money in paper form, I'm pretty sure, is just a fad. It's going to
fade
sometimes. But yeah, that disc shape, we've always loved it.
Mm-hmm. The discus?
That's a good one. The pancake? That's a favorite.
Mm. And who doesn't love the wheel? a classic old one,
also
right?
A fad. Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
That's my floating car.
Oh, okay, got it. Mm-hmm. But you know, come the mid '90s, there was a fad also that happened with that wheel shape called Pogs. You may have heard of it. Super popular, stuck around for a long time.
Yeah, I've heard of those, and I had a lot of them actually.
Did you? Do you still
I
have them?
A ridiculous amount. Yeah.
Do you still have them, really?
Somewhere in my dad's house, they're put away in. Did you have containers to hold them?
You mean like the very specific pog holder that are now only used to hold Ritz crackers and my lunch?
Right. Yes. Exactly. Okay. So I had a couple of those that were like, I don't know, 8 inches long, full of them. And then I had about a 2 foot long one and it was full. It's still there at my dad's house, full of pogs, every single type of slammer and pop culture icon that was on the TV or anywhere. They made pogs of it.
Yeah. I want to say that it's like probably the lowest valued thing that was just hoarded out to any franchise that wanted to slap their face on it.
Oh, absolutely. They were like, hey, you got some extra cardboard? Here you go.
I can only equate that to like today's fidget spinner, where it's just like, we don't know why everybody really has this. Like they say there's a reason. Like it helps to calm you down, or I don't know if you're
guys,
if you're fidgety, you can fucking spin it and fidget a hell of a lot more.
So, did you have you had pogs? Do you remember what they what were on them? Like any of what? How did they come? Do you remember that?
Did you like the packaging? Yeah. I don't. I feel like there were like specialty shops, which sounds fucking ridiculous, but I feel like there were specialty shops that would sell but like the one-offs, like the really cool ones. But I think probably came in like a like trading card format where you buy a pack and you have no idea like what the hell you get.
I think if I remember correctly, they might have also been in certain magazines where they would be like a thick insert. And like you would open them up and you would pop the pogs out of the insert, and they would still have those little pieces of the cardboard on the edges, and then you'd have to file it down if you're obsessive like me.
Just get that little nub off there.
Just everywhere. And I think they were even at fast food joints and stuff. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Sure.
But I remember having Power Ranger ones.
Oh god. I want to say that probably Power Ranger ones were like the most sought after for myself. And I feel like if you bought like a pack of the trading cards, like there was a card in the back that was just like a like stencil for the pog you could pop out. I don't know what that's called. They're
right, exactly.
They're pretty cut.
Right. Yeah, yeah. The I don't know either. Yeah.
The cut thing. It was a cut card.
The cut out thingies.
Yeah.
Punch card. Yeah, you could get like one or two, something like that. And also, I remember Goosebump books had those. I mean,
did it have the goosebumps on them? Like that you could feel like the cover of the books?
That would ruin it. That would ruin the stackability, sir. That's, I mean, really.
I know, but like, how many people just collected them? How many people actually played the game itself? Because they were so ridiculous.
Do you actually remember how to play it?
Yeah. In fact, in leading into this episode, I did mention to a coworker that we were going to do this. And of course, he had Pogs, but he never played it. And he was asking me, like, how do you even play that? And I was trying to describe it to him as like it was just a fad, kind of like Tiddlywinks.
Right.
there's really
like
no point to it.
Or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that,
just like the easiest game you could possibly think of using just discs only.
Right. Yeah. Wasn't it just so you took a slammer, right? Did you actually describe it to him?
I think I started to, and as soon as like he heard the word slammer, he
glazed over.
Yeah, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But yeah, as I remember it, you have like a stack of pogs. I think maybe each party that was competing maybe had like an equal pile and shuffled them together, and then you would rock paper scissors for who goes first, and then take turns with your official slammer or whatever the hell you had. Slam down on the top of the stack of pogs, and however many flipped over, you got to keep, or that was your point score, however you were playing.
Yeah, something to that effect. I also remember people playing for keeps, quote unquote, and they would combine their two stacks, and one of them would if you hit it down and whatever was what turned up, that person got to keep, which is just there's no skill at all. It's like the opposite of Jenga.
Now hang on, because I feel like Jenga has a lot more skill involved than
that's what I'm saying. It's the opposite of Jenga. It's just knocking shit over.
I feel like it was a foul. If you like hit the stack sideways and it like tipped over, I feel like that was a foul. I don't know. I really don't know the rules of this game. I did have a ton of them though. Like I said, mostly Power Ranger, but there was a very distinct art style that came along with this, and some weird iconography, like eight balls and skulls with snakes going through them. And
My dad was always, he didn't want me to get the slammer with the eight ball because he thought, he had heard that had drug association to it.
Obviously.
Something like that.
It absolutely does.
But it's so weird that it would work its way so much into, like, it's almost like bikers were making these pogs.
At least
some of the main ones.
I would really like to know, like, who the hell is responsible for this.
I remember when
because not only was the artwork not very good, and
yeah,
but they were everywhere for no reason and marketed just like trading cards, where there was holographic, mm-hmm. there was kind of like reflective. Some were cut like a ninja star,
like a buzzsaw. But
trading cards at least are tied to some kind of franchise or something that you can identify with, like baseball or like comic books or something. But these were so random, at least for the most part. It was just like, I don't know, discs. Like, give, I don't care what you put on it. And people just, like, bought it up. I got to win more.
Exactly, because you got to have as many. It was the quintessential collect it because you need it thing. I feel like that was, because there were a lot of different, there were the regular Pogs, and then there were different types of slammers. There were very thin plastic ones. Then there were thick, like, rubber ones. Then there were metal ones, for God's sake.
Yes, I do remember that.
I had, like, two metal ones just because I was like, oh, my God. I think they sold them at the comic shop. I think they sold them at Crush, didn't they?
And I remember they started out as just, like, a couple pogs thick. And then they grew into something that was almost like an old Greek pillar or something. Yeah. And it was like a couple of inches long, and it probably weighed like, I don't know, a half pound or something.
I imagine that would be on the tip. That it would be on the tip of someone's platform stiletto heels.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I still keep a bag of them when I drive just for road rage, and I just throw them at people I don't like.
Run them off the road. Get them out of here. Yeah, no, do you want to know why they're called Pogs?
Very much.
Okay, so it originated, P-O-G, right?
Sure.
It was a brand of juice made from passion fruit, orange, and guava.
Okay. And so Pogs. There you go.
And,
that's why.
And Pogs. No, they were those were the, like, it was original. I mean, they're essentially like milk caps or something like that. But they came into popularity, I think, if I remember my Pog history, those were the caps that came on this specific kind of juice. And then it just. There was no authenticity anymore. You didn't even need to get juice.
No,
to get one of the Pogs.
No, you have to get your sugar from other sources while playing this pointless game.
It's so weird, man. Like,
what was the coolest Pog that you owned, or vice versa? What was the stupidest Pog that you hated to get when you opened a pack or whatever it came?
Oh God. Well, my favorite, I think I had a Venom from Marvel.
That's cool.
A Venom Slammer.
Nice.
Which was like a big, like, 10 quarters thick. No, that's too much. Anyway, it was a big metal slammer. It was really cool. And, you know what I hated was... There was this
broccoli
type of, I did. Lima beans were worse though. No, garbage pail style things that were
just
that would
extra
come
gross.
It was just extra gross. It wasn't garbage pail kid exactly, because I don't think they were even around anymore. But it was some weird sort of. Rat Fink type of animation,
bulgy eyeball, extra '90s gross,
Ren and Stimpy type.
Like a shitty Ren
Zoom
and Stimpy.
In.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that was just like, I'll take the drug references, but not the gross. I don't like the gross.
Stop it. I'm here for the feel good.
Yeah. The little doggy. What about you?
Worst, I would say, was just like, I don't know, by today's standards, we would call it douchiest. By 90 standards, we would probably call it the raddest, which was definitely like a skull that was also an eight ball that had a cobra that went like in through both eyes and then out through the mouth and was like hissing. It was probably all of that. That was like one item.
All of these were so like bad idea tattoos in the making. You know, like they just stuck in our brains. And absolutely. So did you, that was your favorite? Did you have a least favorite?
No, sorry. That was my least favorite. Was like the super cliche 90s. Was probably some of the slammers, just how ridiculous they were. But the ones that stand out to me were like the obtuse characters from Power Rangers. Like, and I still have one on my work desk that is a Goldar.
God, really?
Yeah, a Goldar Pog.
Oh my God, I just remembered I had one that was holographic.
Like, really holographic?
It was a circle, it was a slammer, and it was sort of made of gold, and there was a hologram sticker on top, but it looked like there was like I think it was like a snake skull or something like that within the slammer.
Yeah, something to stare at when you're totally high.
Exactly, but I wouldn't be that for a couple more years, so right. Didn't really come in handy. Do you remember when we were into these? Was this middle school or high school?
I'm going to say this was...
Elementary?
Elementary, like end of elementary, like fifth grade for
yeah,
us.
you're right, because we were probably walking home at the time. Did you play these at after school or during...
Oh, totally. And they were absolutely illegal, just like any kind of like trading card on campus. So you'd have to like sneak them. And
why was that?
I don't know, because I guess it was like the playground equivalent of like cigarettes in jail. just trade them for sex all the time. How many, like you who never gets rid of any toys, like
no,
how,
of course
how many
not.
Pogs do you think that you actually like owned?
I would say somewhere over 500.
Over 5,000?
Over 9,000.
Over 9,000.
I would say 500 or so, because that thing, like, they're like a millimeter each, you know,
sure.
Thick. So if I had a 2 foot tall one, I'm not going to do the math. You guys, you nerds do the math.
Sure.
It's got to be astronomical. That stuff was so inane to me, and yet I still needed it because I was in that time of, you know, peer pressure. We're all doing it, so you ought to do it.
Right.
Rather than, you know,
slam that stack. Slam it all.
And you got to put together your best collection of cards. It wasn't even strategic, like making a magic deck.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Would you say that was the worst part of Pogs for you? Like, just purely out of your memory, what was the best and worst thing about
Pogs?
I
would absolutely say the playing of it.
Yeah, it was so dissatisfying.
It was honestly
anticlimactic. Like you shuffle them, you got your best fucking Pogs together, you're putting it all on the line, and then like you slam them over. And usually it was one person I feel like totally owned the whole game. Just like, well, I got a better slammer, so now I keep all your Pogs.
Exactly. I feel like it is one step away from 52 card pickup.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
except
just
you
like,
get like slapped in the face while you throw the cards in the air.
Pretty much.
Also slash the tires on your bike or something.
I mean, the only advantage to Pogs was that there was a slight scoring system. Like you could make a game out of it. You could be like, OK, I got, you know, three flipped up and the rest of them fell over. So I'm adding three. It's kind of like a shitty version of darts.
Yeah, you know, 301. I feel like the game was, you know, how many times can you play this by the rules before you just start hucking these at each other like ninja stars? Because right. that yeah, was yeah. way more fun.
Absolutely. I mean, we had rocks, but forget that. These are so much better and so much more expensive.
No, I packed these pots like a dirty snowball. I'd roll pine needles and rocks into it, and then I'd throw it.
Nice. You were always the bit of a elementary assassin.
Yes.
I would say. Yeah.
I would say I didn't like schoolwork. maybe edgy and play dumb things like Pogs.
Yeah, I suppose that might have been it. What was the point, man?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I feel like we spent a lot of time collecting and playing and like seeking the ones that we wanted. And we still don't know very much about them, besides that they were, in the end, kind of just a pain in the ass and a waste of time.
They were kind of confusing. Also, you know what frustrated me about them? Like, you get, when I collected comic cards, there was a checklist, for God's sake. There yes. was they yes. told you, you have 300 cards to collect, and we will gouge you for 5 of them. But you'll keep getting the same old Professor X card every single time. But you know, with
card.
Pogs, it was great. With Pogs, it was bottomless almost. You know, there was no
like a
stop
mimosa.
To it. Oh yeah. Let's go to brunch. No. Yeah. That was the most frustrating thing is that there was no end to it. You couldn't ever collect them all, like with Pokemon, which has disproven that by having over 800 Pokemon.
But they just keep inventing more, so really you can never collect them all.
Oh, so, God, it's so frustrating.
So there's a ton of like really shitty things about mm-hmm. Pogs. What was the best thing about Pogs for you?
honestly, I loved the concept of the slammers. They were almost to me like a little kid version of jewelry. You know what I mean? Like almost a status symbol, and they made like I found clear ones with things in them, you know, like rocks or you know, a tiny little scorpion. No, I'm kidding. That would have been freaking awesome.
Been
I'm
amazing.
Sure they made something like that.
Yeah.
You know, in Oaxaca. That's a place in Mexico.
Yeah.
I really liked the specialness of the slammers. You know, everything else could just keep going and going and going, but I collected only a few really cool slammers, but those were like my crown jewels of the whole thing. What did you like about it? Can you think of anything?
No, not really. I guess like, It pales in comparison to all the crappy things and how anticlimactic it was when you actually play. But I guess that those few seconds, and this kind of relates to anything that like is very sought after, and mm-hmm. I would even say Pokemon also, but those few seconds of like achievement when you finally get that one that you wanted, and then it fades really quickly, and you're just like, well, okay, well, now what's the next thing? Or God, my life is empty and over at age 7 or whatever the hell I was.
But that passes quickly because then there is some other fad that you need to keep up with, like yo-yos or bullshit like that, you know? The brain.
Love the brain.
We're gonna take a break pretty soon, and we're going to do some research on what the hell this whole fad was about.
Play some Pogs.
We might play a little Pog.
I'm formally challenging you to a Pog off. Pog off?
Pog off.
Pog off. Pog off on our Pogcast.
This is a Pogcast, isn't it?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Pog, damn it.
Pog is my co-pilot. I think we're getting off the rails here.
Yes.
We'll come back with our experience and our updates on all of the wonderful world of Pogs.
Slamming.
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 Out of memory.
All right, everybody, and now we are back with our POG episode.
Yes, our podcast.
A podcast, yes. I love it.
It's so, what did we do when we went away for a little while here?
Well, so we attempted to find somewhere in this world that they still provide POGs. How did your search go?
Poorly, for the most part. Online was definitely the most fruitful for the POG enthusiast.
Indeed.
Going to a couple of corner stores, I thought maybe would have some kind of POG that they sell other old school hip things like like silver sealed packs of Garbage Pail Kids or like Marvel Series 3 trading cards.
Oh, get me all of those.
Yeah, right. I still have all of those put together.
Me too. Yeah. Oh, man.
But no, POGs didn't come across them. I will say, I mean, I didn't try like super hard to go to like the deepest nerdy regions of the Bay Area to try to find them.
I actually went around Burbank, North Hollywood, all over the place trying to find. I not only went to places, I called out to Reseda. No, some people laughed at me.
As they should.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, POGs, man. What are you even
what
talking
POGs do
about?
You have in this week?
Well, man, it's like not a time traveling comic book shop, man.
I think the only response to that is go to hell.
I did go to I did go to hell. I did go to one place and I found these Marvel WizKid game accessories, which are kind of they're called a token pack, and they sort of look like the original really thin slammers, okay. You know, the thin plastic slammers, and they have Marvel stuff on it, which is cool. And of course, I picked it up, even though I don't need it, but. That was the closest to, I wanted to feel like I actually got something. And other than all of the comics that I bought out of guilt for going into these comic book shops and asking them about POGs, I had to buy these, facsimiles, you know, we'll say.
So they weren't official POGs. They were just kind of a little poggy. Did you know that there were like official POGs, like back when POGs were at the peak popularity?
Well, I don't think I did. I just thought that everything was a POG.
Like everything in the 90s, mm-hmm. like there was a crap load of knockoffs. Apparently, you didn't have on the back of your POG, like the official POG stamp, which I mean, looking through my memory of what I had, I think most of them were blank on the back or just had bullshit on them.
I'm pretty sure too. Yeah, I don't think anything was on the. I mean, why would you flip it over? Also, you know.
Well, I mean, that was the
point of the game. Right? But I liked looking at the pretty faces of it. You know, come on, the yin yangs, they're beautiful.
All the rad 90s imagery that never came back because it's all tasteless and topical.
It's all real weird. Yeah.
Yes. Even the 8-ball went out of style. We just buy in the ounce now.
Oh, I still buy the 8-ball. You know, then they call me a narc.
Yeah.
And shoot me.
Hey, kids, got any 8-balls? Possibly a skull with an 8-ball and a snake coming out of his mouth.
Ooh, that'd be the best.
Did you, in your research, happen mm-hmm. to find any of, like, the old 90s, like, POG commercials?
There were commercials? No, did
There were commercials, like, with, and they might have been from Canada. Maybe not, they weren't local to California. Because apparently that's where POGs were kind of relaunched in North America.
Yeah.
Canada was kind of the springboard of that.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, though, there were official commercials with their official mascot, who, as I know that you've seen, is kind of like a cross between like a caveman and like an angry beaver.
Yeah, he's got some teeth right there.
I feel like he's offensive to somebody. Like,
it's gotta be like, it's
like, maybe you don't know right off the bat, but like, definitely he's there. They're pointing the finger kind of at somebody, or someone's having a laugh.
Yeah,
like clowns. Like, oh, how clowns are kind of making fun of Irish people. It's true. It's
that
true.
Is very true. I
they're,
did
they're
not
a slur against Irish people because they had the red hair and the red nose because they're drunk all the time.
Absolutely, very pale,
super not, sad.
Yeah. I'm never drinking these again. I actually have an Irish coffee right now, drinking that. I was going to, I wanted to correct something. I was going to drink a Pog or a passion fruit orange and guava juice. I think I may have said.
Were you going to slam it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right down with some vodka. No, I think I said pomegranate last time, which personally I'm glad I didn't try to find pomegranate, orange, and guava because I am not a fan of pomegranate.
That does sound awful.
Yeah, no, but that drink actually was made in Maui by the Haleakala. Haleakala Dairy. And it's on Maui. Haleakala is a volcano, actually, on Maui. And they were kind of the ones who had the Pog bottle caps originally. And this teacher who introduced the game in 91, named Blossom Galbizo, she thought that was, she encouraged it because I think she said that it encouraged kids counting and math and different things like that. So,
but really all that it led to was schoolyard crime because
exactly.
There was definitely some racketeering going on there. And part of the reason why it was banned in most schools in North America,
which led to its downfall, really.
I would say largely.
Yeah, because, I mean, what kid doesn't want to bring their collections to school? And if it's an interactive thing, you're not going to do it in the alleys after school. You know, that's the recess is the perfect time for this thing. And that's...
It's why I stopped collecting toenails. Not
I
my
just
own,
I,
other
I,
people's.
I find mine in the dumpster now. Absolutely.
Is that like looking for like a needle in a haystack, or you know the right dumpster to go to? It's just rich.
Oh,
toenails.
I go to the salons. You know, they have quite a collection.
I guess that actually would be you get some rarities there.
You can, yes,
foil holographic broken nail.
Nobody wants to trade with me though. It's just a shame.
Well, once you start to taste them, then that kind of brings their resale value down.
Jesus Christ. So Alan Rapinski was actually the guy who went to Haleakala Dairy back in the 90s. And he actually took the trademark from Haleakala Dairy of Pog, which was their drink. And he gave them, I think, a 14% share in the company. And then he's the one who created, like you were saying, the official ones, the World Pog Federation, or WPF. And there were a couple of people who tried to duplicate the Pog name or the popularity of it. There was Universal Pogs, which actually had to change their name to Universal Slammers, which apparently he didn't take the copyright to, dummy. And then Scott.
Yeah, it seems like nobody in the 90s had the copyright of anything. It was kind of just the Wild Wild West, especially like in the music industry. There's so many copies.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. It was like Berry Gordy, you know, just taking people off the street and being like, I'm going to give you $100 for all your songs. And, you know, they got nothing.
How much will you give me for these toenails?
A Pog, a toenail. It's about even.
It's pretty even keel for value.
Yeah. Also, the popularity of trading cards, Skybox and Marvel both tried to create their own one called Skycap and Hero Caps.
Interesting.
Respectively. I bet you can't guess which one. I am not where my pogs are, but my father actually found them and took some pictures for me. And it's incredible. I think I must have had, it looks to be about 300 or 400 of them, which blows my mind. How did they even come?
I think all of them were different. Okay. I think some came with trading cards you would pop out.
Sure.
I've seen others that are just like they're sold in a pack.
Okay.
I feel like I started to get into it maybe when it had already been around for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And so I think I bought like a whole tube.
Nice.
For like really cheap.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
It did kind of seem, did it seem to you a little bit of a secondhand type of collection?
I mean, arguably the way the game is played, I mean, things are traded so fast or won rather if you're playing for keeps that I'm not sure that it matters.
That's so true. Yeah.
I think the real problem there was that there was no real like rarity to anything that you had. Like everything was so mass produced. There probably were some that were harder to find than others, but
yeah.
I mean, I felt like I saw the same like 50 over and over again, or at least different regurgitations of them.
Well, in one of the pictures that my dad sent, there were two Lucky Charms pogs that I could see immediately, and I was like, oh, so that's where they must have, you know, there were Burger King pogs, Goosebump pogs, Tom and Jerry. What else did I see? There's a dinosaur one, which makes a lot of sense.
Like the show dinosaurs?
No, just a regular dinosaur.
Just regular ass dinosaur.
Must have come in like a Nat Geo or something like that.
I feel like I saw a couple that were combining a lot of like crazy fads at the time. Like it was like a Beady Baby riding a skateboard, eating a Furby on a pog, just like
playing with the yo-yo.
You ever wanted? Yeah, with the yo-yo, with his hat on sideways, parachute pants.
But,
and Bush Senior. I don't know. Like what? What else?
Oh well, something that I found in my in our research. I found an OJ slammer.
Oh. That's awful.
The juice was not loose anymore. He was in the slammer.
He didn't go to jail.
No, he didn't.
Not till later.
I guess this was made during the trial, so that they, you know, everybody was like, oh, fingers crossed.
So now we know who to blame for the pog industry folding. This assumptive asshole.
Damn it. See, if you just hadn't played
in his defense, the trial went on for a long time.
Indeed it did. Now, I am glad that nowhere I found a Nicole Brown or Ron Goldman pog.
Wow.
I'm just saying there's at least a little bit of taste. Not saying that somebody didn't make them on their own, but yeah, the OJ one was probably the most tasteless one that I could find.
I did find some cool Animaniacs ones and Super Mario ones.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, that's
what did you find any that were like particularly rad in your research?
Well, some of the ones that I liked, I actually found a series that was the classic Monster Slammers from, or the Universal Monsters Slammers. So it was like the Mummy, Dracula, Frankenstein.
Oh, like the Monster Squad.
Yes. Dude, just watched that the other day. Not for the first time, but yeah, it's on Hulu, and we definitely wish we were sponsored by Hulu. But
Hulu, give us stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. It was the Monster Squad Pog collection, I'm sure. They were raised. They had the pictures of the monsters, and they were all textured and stuff. So it looked really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you?
Um, I, There's a lot of ones that are like kind of tacky and cool that like you might want to have. I always liked Sonic the Hedgehog when I was growing up. So there's some cool Sonic ones.
Sure.
But the ones that stuck out just in my research for looking for ones that were pogs that I didn't have, there was a lot of Star Trek pogs.
Sure.
But it baffles me for whoever the guy is pulling the crank on the pog machine or choosing the photos, because like they were always like really weird scenes, like Picard having a martini with some alien that just like as a kid it was like a generally boring scene. Like it wasn't like Riker firing a phaser into the chest of some like vicious alien. It was always something boring or like very mellow.
Also, did you find that some of them were like off kilter or like off print? Because I remember a lot of them where I would get the card and I was like, oh, that's a cool scene, and then I would pop them out and I was like, that's a bad part of it.
Well, that got most of his forehead.
Got a lot of it then off. Where's Yoshi's tongue? You know?
Yeah.
Which that was another one that I actually found. It was the live action version of Super Mario Brothers Pogs, which were real disappointing.
I found I saw on like a video review of some Pogs. There was a Terminator with like cool glasses riding a futuristic skateboard. It was pretty 90s.
Of course.
I also did find that there was a machine that you could buy, like a little plastic thing, to make your own pog.
Oh, of course. It was the guy's version of bedazzling.
Pretty much. Like you had a pop-out sheet that you pop out the pog, and it had like one sticky side that you peel the foam back from.
Sure.
And you'd have some design paper or you use your own.
Yeah.
And then you would insert it into this kind of like slap chop looking machine.
Sure.
And you would like you'd make sure like through the little view glass of the top of the slap chop that it lines up properly with where you want it.
Right.
So you're not doing what the official manufacturers do and just cut off the best part. And then you kind of like screw down on it and like cut out the part from the design and it's supposed to stick in the pog. I'm sure that it didn't work very well.
Oh, I'm sure not. I mean, but it does sound like there was a lot of thought put into that. But it was three easy payments of $19.99 on QVC.
Oh, did you find it?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm ordering it.
They actually, also on Amazon, I found the 100% authentic Pog, the World Pog Federation, the game, which came with it has a tournament board, slammers, like 100 pogs. It's crazy. It's got a lot of stuff to it. Yeah, or no, like 20 slammers, 100 pogs, something like that. Yeah. Pretty cool. I don't know why you'd need that many. Probably for friends.
You know what I had trouble finding information on was just the World Pog Federation in general.
Really?
Yeah, like the Facebook page is pretty much blank. I was looking for just some information on like how long it went for, which I think I found something that said maybe it went 6 times, but no like real list of who won. But apparently the prize was $250 in cash, which would buy you 25 pogs or something.
It's incredible that you can't have everything live on in perpetuity, you know, but it's so interesting that this died so hard.
It died really, really hard.
You know, that nobody is trying to resurrect it. I mean, Dungeons and Dragons has been going on, and I will admit Dungeons and Dragons is a much more complicated game and you can do a lot more with it. I'm just trying to think of other things that are sort of comparable to it that have actually stood the test of time.
That are comparable to pogs.
Pogs. Yeah, maybe it was an aberration.
Milk caps, real milk caps.
Right.
That are red on the milk carton. I don't know, where do the milk caps go? Is that kind of like a like the old-timey milk bottle service thing where the milkman drops it off on your doorstep.
I'm pretty sure it is.
You hope that magpies don't come and like poke holes in it and drink your milk.
That was a trusting time back then. You know,
yeah, just that's back when we were cool with the magpies.
Oh my God.
That's before our war on pogs.
Magpogs. there are so many weird like Rasta things that were on the not just Rasta, but I'm saying like so many different weird designs on the pogs that weren't mainstream of anything. Like weird designs of paws and like animal paws and animal faces, skulls with glasses on them and death and stuff. It really, I don't know. It's
yeah. I want to say that the Pog company went to like the heads of everything that was like big in the 90s, and the people that jumped on this was like the underground drug scene, biker clubs. Yep. Anybody who played hacky sack, they're like, yeah, sure, we'll throw some money at that, and you put the things on there that we like, skulls and snakes and eight balls and Rastas, and it's lots of skateboards.
I feel like the Pogs might have been like calling cards for biker gangs. And they, you know, like something would happen, and then like they would kill another gang, and then they'd leave one of the Pogs, but they got lost in all of the evidence, so nobody ever thought that that's just a kid playing a game. That's not the crazy eight balls over on 14th. You know, it's probably not a great way to advertise your gang.
Yeah, I wish there was some kind of redemption program for all these useless Pogs. Like, you could still put them into like an arcade machine or something. Ooh,
all Pog yes. arcades. Yep.
Yes.
And I definitely did just find the Milk Cap Maker by Cap.
It's made by magpies. It doesn't seal very well. They know what they're doing.
Well, this is... There's a lot of weird things about this game.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize how weird Pogs were until like I really started looking into this.
You know, it was based on a 17th century Japanese game called Menko, and it wasn't even just, I mean, obviously 17th century, it wasn't bottle caps, but they would make cards or thin pieces of clay and different stuff like that, and it was basically the same concept of throwing and flipping and stuff like that, but that was what brought the game to Hawaii, and that's why it started over in Hawaii and then was brought to the States. But that's, I mean, it may have been brought to the States or Hawaii as early as the 20s, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. That I found that also about the 20s. Well, I mean, speaking of like just slamming, like what are the official rules of playing this?
It's really just you set it with the faces down, then you throw a slammer at it, or you slam it down. I don't exactly know if you throw it or you take the slammer in your hand and hit the top of it.
So there's a technique,
I guess.
That as far as the official Pog Federation rules go.
Oh, there. Yes. Go ahead.
There's two ways that you can slam it down.
Okay.
One is kind of like the baby version where you put it on your two hands and you kind of can grip it on the side with your thumb.
Okay.
And that's called grip.
Ooh.
And then there's the no grip way, which is the official way where you're just supposed to balance it on your two fingers and slam it down. And that's where, you know, I guess you could consider some skill comes into it.
Sure.
Or at least just makes it more of a pain in the ass. but it wasn't easy to slam this down, especially if you didn't have like a super heavy slammer.
Because
you're trying to like just throw it down as hard as you can on the very top of this pile to flip over as many as you possibly could. And then you're supposed to collect those, and those are kind of either your points or you get to keep them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you could play for keeps, or you could divvy it up at the end and be like, okay, here's yours. I'm not exactly sure that that's how I played. I thought that you just threw it at the pile.
The way that I played was I would take the pog and I would balance it on two of my fingers, and then I would complain to my mom that I didn't have enough pogs and she'd buy me more, and then I would never play the game, but I just wanted more.
But you know what? Now that you're saying the two fingers thing, I do remember that certain slammers had finger indentations on the back of them.
I would say that's cheating, probably off-brand fake news pogs that some company just put together and sold a shitload of, because it's kind of hard to balance that pog, that slammer on your fingers.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure that I heard something that metal slammers were actually illegal because there was too much weight to it. But I don't know.
Interesting.
Do you know?
Yeah, now they're all soy.
Damn hippies. Do you know what the most prized pogs ever were?
It's gonna be something really specific and really stupid.
It's very 90s.
Very 90s. I'm gonna say, no.
Do you happen to
TGIF lineup pogs?
Danny Tanner. Mr. Feeney.
That wasn't TGIF lineup, was it?
Oh yeah. Full House and Boy Meets World, right? And
Boy Meets World was on
TGIF? Eventually, yeah. Then Family Matters, Step by Step, all those things.
That's that second and third generation.
Oh, sure.
TGIF.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about original. I'm talking about dinosaurs. Carl Winslow.
Oh, gee. The Carl Winslow, who was technically the same guy from the Die Hard movies.
Oh, he was. I also just saw him in an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia as a judge.
Ah, nice. Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, I wanted just him to yell at somebody named Steve, but he didn't.
or Stefan or Kel. Yeah. I'll tell you, it was the No Fear Pogs.
Oh, God. Are you sure it wasn't Stussy or Massimo?
Oh, man. Remember drawing Stussies?
Stussy S's, yeah.
Stussy S's, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to get that Stussy. So what was the difference between No Fear and No Rules?
No Fear and No Rules. I think you had to have no fear to play by No Rules.
I don't know about that. I think that play with no rules, I think that you definitely have fear of the rules. So,
or you could be spurning the rules. You could be like, "Pah, I don't fear no rules or the consequences of said rules." Those went, the no fear pogs go for $750.
Jesus.
Come on.
I think if you're bidding on that, you have no fear of disposable income because you're spending your money on garbage.
Yes. Yeah. I can't imagine. I can't believe that they are still selling them anywhere. You know, but there are always people looking.
There
clearly are. We are.
So let's say that we bring this back.
Okay.
We revive the Pog movement, much like how Jenga was revived in this the millennial age in bars, where there was just the 2x4 sure. version of it.
Yeah.
So how do we do that with Pogs?
We put we partner with Starbucks first of all, and on the bottom of every single Starbucks cup there is a Pog, you can play for free drinks. Will that... No?
Who do you play against? The baristas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. If you get a pumpkin spice latte one, free pumpkin spice latte for that season.
I can barely get somebody to make eye contact with me at a Starbucks, so I doubt that they're going to stop foaming their milk or however you make a coffee. I don't know. Not a barista.
I would love to see a bunch of pogs with... misunderstood names written on them. That would probably be good.
Okay, yeah. So updated imagery, I think, would definitely be a good one.
Well, I think there's a problem too. It's a messy game. Like it is. We were talking about
that might be why my version won't fly. I wanted to play with
yours?
Like full size plates. I wanted to go big, kind of like the 2x4 version of Jenga.
Dishes are done, man.
Yeah, dishes are done, and then you slap down like a really heavy frisbee on top, uh-huh. and you see how many dishes you break. And then there's no winners because pogs are stupid. And you just leave the bar. You go home for breaking dishes.
Man, what a great time that'll be.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Let's get to the
it serves anybody right that thinks that pogs are cool again.
Well, I think that means that we're up to scoring, and I'm pretty sure I know what your scoring is going to be.
Yeah, I give this probably 4.5 eight balls. And you know, I'm scoring that based on how cool I remember pogs were.
Is that
as
36 not, eight balls then? 36 balls?
Yeah, 36 balls. Yeah. Or like I can't do the fucking or eight skateboards, including all their wheels. Something like that. And I based that on how cool I thought that they were back in the day, which was, I don't know, not that great. Like, obviously, no. I played it for a second, but still not that great. And now, like, researching it, it's kind of insane that it was around for so long and people spent so much money on it.
I absolutely agree. I can remember spending $5 on a slammer because I thought it looked real cool.
McDonald's dumped a whole bunch of money and made, like, a full production commercial when they did the Power Rangers pogs.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I had some of those, definitely.
Yeah.
I would give it, I'm going to give it 4 yin yangs.
Just to bounce it up.
Yeah, just about right. you know, you take the good and the bad. It's probably my most forgettable collection that I've ever had. I can't imagine something else that I think less fondly on.
Wow. Because you have a lot of collections. Like I bet you have baseball cards. You have like a sports card collection that just for a period of time. Like,
I did.
You just like,
yeah, I, because
and you,
that was...
You hold that in higher regard?
Well...
I challenge you, sir. I challenge you.
Okay, there were cooler things on it, but it, looking back, it was so inane. It was just a very odd collection to have. And I will admit, I am not a sports guy, so that probably falls less. But I probably had maybe 15 packs of baseball cards, and I do not like the fact that it came with gum. So I guess you're right. That
the gum was always gross.
Yeah. Oh, it hurt. It hurt. It broke.
Well, maybe if you sportsed more, you would have had a bigger collection of sports cards.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yes, absolutely. I was just living in a make-believe world. So so that was better.
Was it?
So do these deserve a place in our memory?
Honestly, this might be our first delete.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I kind of vote delete on Pogs. Like, it was just...
I am no better or worse for these Pogs.
No.
I don't think.
I don't know. When does this ever come up, like, in, like, a bar? Like, if you're, like, really jiving with some people you just met and just like, oh, remember this? Like, Pogs doesn't come up unless you're just like, oh, man, remember when you had a fucking Pogs?
And the Simpsons have only mentioned it once. Remember Alf? Alf's back in Pog form. So,
see, Simpsons only gives Pogs one Alf, so that's a delete for me.
That's right. Well, right. I'm
deleted.
Glad. Yep, it's out.
not tasteful. Maybe perfect for a delete, especially for deleting Pogs.
You know. Well, right. Thanks for joining us on this.
Yeah, that's all the time that Pogs deserves.
Yeah, it really does. Even probably less than that. I mean, funny enough, the history is way more interesting than the 4 years or 3 years that it was a thing. It couldn't have even been that long, at least not for us. But
can you think of anything else that should have died off that stuck around instead? That was like on the same level of Pogs?
Harajuku Girls.
I'm gonna say Radio Shack.
Oh god, Circuit City died real quick. That was good. Yeah, but yeah, Radio Shack hung on until the bitter end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite.
Get it out of here. All right. Well,
where can these fine folks follow us at?
Hey, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we're all at Out of Memory Pod. I got this. I know where we're at.
It sounded like words. All right. Well, tune in next time for Were the Child Actors from the 90s Sitcoms Ever Allowed to Grow Up?
Were cassette tapes secretly just tiny VCR tapes?
Yeah, that's a damn good one.
I mean,
and also, why did they make a sequel to The Secret of NIMH?
I mean, it was not needed. Just like Pogs.
Just absolutely 100 freaking percent.
Well,
all right. Well, you can turn your useless Pogs into your local Radio Shack that is actually just a empty store that a paint company is going to buy soon.
And then another paint company will take it over after that paint company fails.
They just paint over whatever the other painters put up.
Well, I've been AJ Hamilton.
It's a write-off.
It's a write-off. For Out of Memory, I'm AJ Hamilton.
I'm Christopher Hampson. What?
Woo! And we will see you next time.
Yes.